It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
If you read in Matthew chapter 5, he says, "We are the light of the world." Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. And he says, if you are a light of the world, you're supposed to glorify God and let the whole world know what God has done for you. If you are born again, you should say, "I was a sinner. I was a bad person. Jesus saved me." It's a testimony. Whatever God has done for you, you're supposed to tell others and let the whole world know. That's why he's saying your light should be shining and the whole world should be seeing. We were sinners. We were living in the darkness. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the darkness. Colossians chapter 1, read the verse 13.
"Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son."
Taken us out of the darkness, and now he set us in the kingdom of God. So we were in the dark, we were in the darkness, we were doing the works of the darkness, but now we are the children of God. So we should be reflecting the light of Jesus Christ. Let's go back to the book of Luke. Let's read verse 17.
"For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Nothing is secret. Are you doing some secret sins? Because he says there is nothing hidden. Everything is open. You cannot hide anything. There is nothing secret. You can keep secret for a while, but it will come to surface later on. If you're doing anything secretly, God knows everything. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 13. It says, "There is nothing hidden,
neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do."
See, that means you have to deal with God. God is the one who notices everything. I am watching over you. But if you say to the Lord, "Lord, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Please forgive me." Then the word of God says, your sins will be forgiven and forgotten. Luke chapter 8, verse 18.
"Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have."
That means when you're hearing something, pay attention. When you're hearing something, you should think, why this word came to me? If you have something, what do? Use it. There is saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. So here the word of God is saying, if you have the word of God, share with somebody. Give it to somebody. Store it in your heart. When God has given you something, you use it for the glory of God. If you don't use what you have for the good cause, you will lose it, what you have. That's what we learn in Luke chapter 8, verse 18. So let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 19.
"Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee."
Jesus Christ is teaching and preaching in a synagogue or someplace. And there were so many people crowding. And so mother and his brethren came to see him. They don't say what was the reason they came. But it seems to be Jesus Christ was so busy doing the Lord's work. Now many people do not believe that Jesus Christ had any brothers and sisters. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and verse 55 and 56.
"Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?
So now we know Jesus Christ had the brothers and sisters. And they say, we want to see Jesus. See what Jesus said. Luke chapter 8, verse 21.
And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it.
Now he's looking at the disciples and the people who are listening. He said, do you know who is my mother and who is my brethren? The people who listen to me, or they listen to God, they obey God and do what God says. From this verse itself, seems to be his brethren were not listening to the word of God. They were not trusting in God, and they were not doing what God was telling them to do. Because Jesus says plainly here, book of Luke chapter 8, verse 22.
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
And he says, Let's go to other side. Now he has given the commandment, and Jesus Christ is in their boat or in their ship. And so, why we should worry? If Jesus Christ traveling with you, Jesus Christ was so tired. So the word of God says, he fell asleep. And book of Mark, if you read in chapter 4, verse 38, he even got a pillow and put his head on the pillow and he was sound asleep. So Jesus Christ was tired and sleepy. And somebody says, if he was a God, how can he get tired? He was in a human flesh. So the word of God says he was a fully man and fully God. So as a man, he was tired. He was hungry. He was sleepy. But at the same time, he had the power and authority over the whole world. When Jesus Christ is sleeping, and here comes the hurricane or the storm and the heavy wind, and the boat might be start shaking, this situation was much more dangerous. And the word of God says they came to him, not only one. It says, read verse 24.
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. They ceased, and there was a calm.
They came means not one person, many disciples came. They were panicked. And they said, Master, Master, we are perishing. Here the word of God says, Jesus Christ rebuked the wind and the sea and the water and everything calm. And then he rebuked them. But in Matthew, he rebuked them first and then calm the situation. Jesus Christ was saying to them, Where is your faith? Why you do not have the faith? You have very little faith. Then the people start thinking, Who is this man? They never saw a miracle up to now that Jesus Christ has power over the sea and over the winds and over the whole world. Let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 25.
And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
But if you read in Matthew, he says, wind and seas. So that Jesus Christ created everything. All we see in this world is created by him and for him. We can read John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Trouble comes, we forget all what he has done, and we get into fear and doubt. Verse 26.
And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not.
This man was possessed by demon, and he had not one demon, but the legions. More than 2,000 demons. He could not live in the town. He could not live in the house. He was living in the tombs and living in the jungle. And not only that, they tried to tie him with a heavy-duty ropes, but he will break them. They start in a heavy-duty chain. He will break the chain. And that's the kind of life he was living. So this man was worse than a serial killer, because this man had the power and the strength of 2,000 demons. So he can tear anybody apart. So the people were afraid of him, but now he comes and faces the Jesus Christ and his disciples. Let's read verse 29.
For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
Now see, they sought him, means not only one man. Many demons, we were asking, don't send us into deep. They were not talking about the deep water. They were talking about going to hell. Worshipped him, and he says, You are the Son of the Most High God. And he worshipped him, and he knew he has the power to send me to hell. But he says, Please, don't send us to hell. Let's read verse 32.
And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked.
There are thousands of pigs that are grazing in this mountain. And when this demonic man says, Let me go to those swines, Jesus would have said, No, you cannot go to swines. But Jesus wanted to show these people his power and how many demons this man had. So he said, Okay, you want to go to the swines? Go. And this is not a one pig farmer. There might be several. Let's read in the Mark. I wanted to show how many pigs were there. Mark chapter 5, verse 13.
And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000.
About 2,000 pigs. And they might be trying to take care of them, but they start running so crazily, coming out of the top of the mountains and running towards the water, and they all drowned and died instantly. And they were thinking, why Jesus Christ doesn't care about these people and their business? If you're doing wrong kind of business, that business goes down because you're doing a wrong kind of business. So they say, let's go to Jesus. Let's read further. Luke chapter 8, verse 34.
When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
They should be not be afraid. He said they were afraid. They should be happy. They saw the man who was crazy, who was chained, but he broke the chain and he was beating by himself and he was crazy man. Now this man is in right mind, wearing the good clothes, sitting at the feet of Jesus, just like nothing happened to him. And he's normal person listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. And these people should be happy. But see, these people were mad today. If you kill a dog, or kill a cat, you will go to jail. But if you abort your child, you don't go to jail. They said, well, we don't want Jesus in our town. Those 2,000 pigs died. That doesn't mean that evil spirit died. Those evil spirit, 2,000 spirits are still hovering in their country. But they say, Jesus, get out of our town. We don't need you here because you are ruining our business. These all demons are loose now. Please stay in our town. Cast out all these demons. We don't need these demons in our town. And help us. But they say, get out of our town. Let's read further.
They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again.
But some miracle happened. The man who got healed, he wanted to follow Jesus. How much time he had to listen to Jesus? Only a split second, or maybe an hour or two. Now this man want to be with Jesus. See what Jesus did. Let's read a little bit further. Verse 38 onwards.
Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and he published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him.
This man wanted to be with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, well, you go home. Go to your house, go to your friends, and tell them what God has done. And give the testimony to your family, your friends. And the word of God said, this man not only went to his house, but I think he went to every house, every town, and he started publishing. But he did so much publicity. Let's read a little bit further.
And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him.
And when Jesus Christ returned back to the place he went, people were already there to receive Jesus Christ. So this man said what Jesus Christ is doing. He said, hey, they kicked him out from my town. But I came here to tell you Jesus Christ is coming back. Please come and see what Jesus Christ can do for you. So the many people came to see Jesus Christ. Reads verse 41.
And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house.
Somehow, somewhere, the news came to the Jairus. He is a religious man. He comes and worships Jesus Christ. If you read in Matthew, he says, my child is already dead. And Mark, he says, the child was pointed to death. That means here is the baby dying, that girl is dying. And he says, let me go and call Jesus. So now it was not like a 1 or 2 minute walk. It might be hours and hours walk. Jesus Christ got busy with other ladies healing and he got delayed. And one man comes and says, don't bother Jesus. Daughter is already dead. Read a little bit about that lady's situation.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?
This lady who had the issue of blood, how many years? 12 years. And the word of God says she spent all the money what she had. If you read in Mark chapter 5 verse 26, she said she did not get better but became worse. The word of God says, if you read in Matthew and Mark, he says she heard about Jesus. Who told her? Maybe that demon-possessed man went and told her. She heard about Jesus and she made up her mind. And see what she said. She said, if I just go and touch his garment, I will be healed. And that's what she was thinking. And that's what exactly she did. And the Peter says, why are you saying this? Many people are touching you and pushing you. And you saying, who touched me, means there are many people are touching you. But what Jesus was saying, somebody came to me by faith and touched my garment. Just the thread of the garment. And that's the person I'm looking for. If you want to read in Matthew chapter 9 and Mark chapter 5, you'll get the story. And so let's read further.
And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately.
Now she is testifying. Then she tells the story. Let's read a little bit further.
And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
Jesus Christ said, daughter, go home in peace. Means you suffered a lot. No more pain, no more suffering. You will have peace and you will have comfort. And that sickness is not going to come again. Verse 49.
While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth.
Say, Jairus, have faith. When he comes, and he comes and he said, the girl is not dead. So they were mocking him. They laughed at him. Can you imagine the crying became laughing, but is mocking? It's not real laugh. They didn't have faith that Jesus Christ is going to do it. And then let's read the verse 54.
And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done.
Can you keep your secret? The daughter was dead. Hundreds of people were crying and weeping. And now she's came to life. He says, maid, arise. But in another translation or another book, he said, little girl, arise. So now this girl, 12 years old, come to life. Her spirit came back to her. And now he says, give her something to eat. Now, we don't know what kind of disease the girl had. But now Jesus Christ says, she's alive. Give her something to eat. That means what? All the organs are functioning, completely healed by the power of God. Here people will say, when you go and pray for somebody, and you say, God heal you, and the people say, shh, don't say that. That man is dying. The point I'm making, we have to tell the people Jesus Christ is a healer. And when he heals you, he said, go and eat. And what Jesus said, please don't tell anybody. They didn't argue with him, but they don't have to tell anybody. All this audience will go and tell the whole world. Jesus Christ is here. If you're sitting and your situation is dead, okay? Your situation is dead. You heard something, it's impossible, it cannot happen. Your marriage is dead. Your finances are dead. All the situation looks like impossible. But if you have faith in God, he can turn everything around. There was a man in a prison, in a death row, and he heard the gospel. And he stood there and he said, Lord, I want to go out and preach the gospel. But I'm here in a death row. But he had the desire. He asked forgiveness and he gave his life to Jesus. Here comes the officer. And he says, sir, why are you in the prison? He said, you put me here. He said, we were looking for your record and all the record vanished. We don't know how to judge you, what to give you penalty. We let you go. And he came to Center City and he was preaching. And I was there and he gave his tape. I bought the tape And he said, I start preaching. And I start preaching and I said, now I'm 55 years old. Lord, give me a ready-made family. And here the one pastor died and his children were watching the program. He said, Mom, we got dad. We got a daddy. He said, why? He says, we want a ready-made family. And they contact him. He got married and he got children from her. Point I'm making, that situation was dead, but he believed and he came out of the prison.
Look at the situation of this man. He was in prison. He was in a death row. It is not easy to set this kind of person free. But this is God's doing. Those people came and said to him, we cannot find your record, so we let you go. God really blinded their minds. Without God's permission, it cannot happen. The Word of God says, when you confess your sins and ask God to forgive all your sins, really from your heart, then God says, I will forgive all your sins and I will not remember your sin anymore. That's what happened to this man. They could not find his record. But when this man prayed, Lord, I want to preach the gospel. Set me free. And God set him free. But the Jesus Christ says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. If Jesus Christ sets you free, you are free indeed.
So let's rise and pray. Shall we rise and pray? Whatever your situation is, put it in the hand of God. He can take care of the wind, take care of the hurricane coming to you, take care of the death, take care of the horrible disease, and set us free. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. If there is someone sitting and standing in this hall, and they are prisoners spiritually, set them free. Your word says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Free from the sickness, disease, financial crisis, or any other problem they are going through. Set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is the one who can heal us, give us life, give us victory in every situation. So Lord Jesus, touch your people, heal your people, set your people free. Let each and every one glorify your name and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Like that demon-possessed man went everywhere and published openly telling others about Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.